Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a difficult moment for America. I, unfortunately, will be going back to Washington after my remarks. Secretary Rod Paige and Lieutenant Governor will take the podium and discuss education. I do want to thank the folks here at Booker Elementary School for their hospitality. Today, we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country. I have spoken to the Vice President, to the Governor of New York, to the Director of the FBI, and have ordered that the full resources of the federal government go to help the victims and their families and to conduct a full-scale investigation to hunt down and to find those folks who committed this act. Terrorism against our nation will not stand. And now, if you join me in a moment of silence. May God bless the victims, their families, and America. Thank you very much.
Welcome to the Rob O'Donnell Show here on WILK News Radio on this Thursday, September 11th, 2025, the 24th anniversary of that day. That was President George Bush. He was supposed to come out and speak on education. Why you heard the big round of applause when he came back in, because while he was in the side room looking at a TV that was brought in by his staff, he was told that the two planes had hit the Twin Towers. At this time, the Pentagon was not struck, nor the plane coming down in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. As he was leaving that press conference, they told him that the Pentagon was just hit, which again reevaluated his plans to return to Washington. So we're going to play some audio through history on 9/11. We're going to obviously honor and talk about 9/11, but we do have this ongoing situation with the assassination of Turning Point USA's founder, Charlie Kirk, yesterday. And I was hitting my law enforcement sources all morning, talking to different people, getting in some information. And I got some really solid information from my contacts at the ATF and FBI. And I called into the Bob Cordero show because I didn't want to hold on to it, just post it on social media. I wanted to get it directly to you guys. So, I text messaged him, see if he had any of this information. He did not. So he had me call in, and I gave the update then. And just about 2 hours later, the Wall Street Journal ran with it for the first time, confirming that story. And it's widespread now, but they're kind of, depending on which media organization in the mainstream you're looking at, they're downplaying it, they're changing things. But here is the bulletin that went between the ATF and the FBI earlier today. I did eventually post it on my social media. And again, I called into the Bob Cordero show earlier today at about 9:30, 9:40 to read him the statement. This is on September 10th, 2025 at approximately 12:24 p.m. Conservative political influencer Charlie Kirk was shot and killed at the Utah Valley University in Orem, Utah. Mr. Kirk was speaking at the university as part of the American Comeback Tour. Multiple SLC and I and three agents responded immediately. The suspect fired one shot from an elevated position on a rooftop in an adjacent building on the campus, and surveillance video shows the suspect jumping off and fleeing the area on foot. The ATF and other law enforcement located an older model imported Mauser 30-06 caliber bolt-action rifle wrapped in a towel in the wooded area near the campus. The location of the firearm appears to match the suspect's route of travel for his escape. The spent cartridge was still chambered, in addition to three unspent rounds at the top Fed magazine. All cartridges have engraved wording on them with transgender and anti-fascist ideology. An emergency trace has been submitted, and ATF SEL is working leads generated by the trace. The firearm and ammunition have been taken by the FBI for DNA analysis and fingerprint impressions. Upon completion of forensic, the firearm will be disassembled for additional important information. Multiple people of interest have been contacted or detained because of eyewitness testimony and review of the video footage. The primary suspect is yet to be identified. ATF is assisting in the investigation with multiple other federal, state, and local partners, and the case is co-led by the FBI and Utah SBI. So that was an official transmission between law enforcement sources that I shared, and it has since become more knowledge, more published knowledge now. There is the FBI in Salt Lake has put out pictures now. The first set of pictures were a little bit blurry, but clear enough to make out who the individual was, asking for the public's assistance in any tips in identifying or locating that person. There has since been an enhanced picture that's a lot clearer, and again, probably digitally or AI advanced by their technology to get a better grasp on the person there. There was a press conference scheduled for, I believe, 2:45 that has been postponed due to rapidly developing information. That leads me to believe, and I'm not saying that's the case, but it leads me to believe in my expertise in this field that they are either close or possibly may have somebody in custody or are about to. And that's why they're holding off on this press conference. A lot of times when these, and I just had this conversation with my counterpart, Sue Henry, when we were exchanging shifts here, a lot of times when these pictures are released, they already know who the person is. They have an idea where they may be. They've set up surveillance. They've set up tactical teams to respond. But they post these pictures out there to rattle the suspect, to instill fear in them so they maybe flee. So they grab whatever they can to get out of the area because now they realize that they are have been identified or there is at least a picture out there of them. Now, this is done for a lot of reasons. Well, if they know who he is, why don't they just go in and get them? Well, they don't know the circumstances. If he lives in an apartment building, if he lives in an apartment building with a lot of children in it, if he lives near a school, if there's other family members in the house that they want to separate him from so there's not a larger incident or possibly hostage taking. So they'll do something like this. It is common practice that even if you know where the person is and have a really good idea where they may be, you do something like this to kind of rattle them to hope they flee so you can get them out on the street, out in the open, unprepared because you are waiting for them because you have already, you know, dotted your I's and crossed your T's and know who they are. So we'll have to see where this goes. And again, these are just my assumptions on things that are possible in a case here. But when I hear that they postpone press conference because of rapidly developing information, that's usually good information as far as what we're looking for in the public. It usually means that they're really working on something that's tangible as far as the investigation goes, something that's nonchalant or something that's really not primary to the investigation. They don't cancel because it takes a lot to put these multi-agency press conferences together. A lot of things here that I want to throw caveats to. The type of weapon that they're describing. It's a World War II era 30-odd 6 Mauser. It's your common, typical hunting rifle. Bolt action. I've already seen some politicians, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and even Governor Shapiro's Northeast Pennsylvania Region 2 director talk about, you know, now we want to have this conversation about gun control. There has not been a gun law that has even been proposed that would have anything to do with this type of weapon. A 30-odd 6 caliber hunting cartridge is what a lot of people typically use in our area for hunting deer or bear or a medium to large size game in our area. It is a devastating weapon as far as the damage it could do. It's quite larger than, let's say, an AR platform rifle. It's probably twice the size or three times the size. That 200 to 300, 100 to 200 yard range that they're talking about, the individual in his 20s, based on the videos, the pictures that's been put out there and their assessment of that he did blend in with college age students because he was about that age, growing up in Utah possibly, you know, probably has a hunting background. 100 to 200 yards with open iron sights. One of the things that I noticed about the description of the gun, it does not talk anything about optics. It doesn't say anything about a scope. It doesn't say anything in the description. Now, there are some pictures out there. They may be stock pictures of just that type of weapon, but some media sources have portrayed it as possible as the weapon that they recovered. And that weapon did have a scope. But I would be surprised in the detail in this description that I just read to you between the ATF, the law enforcement locally, and the FBI, I think they would mention something about a scope or some sort of optics on this gun. Again, but it's not unusual to be pretty accurate if you do have some sort of proficiency in a rifle of this type via being hunting or target practice or whatever else there may be. As far as the writing on the gun and the cartridges, yes, it's there. Yes, it's tangible evidence that is being tracked down. Yes, it points to a lot of things that people suspected to begin with, saying this is an attack on him based on his ideology that he does not believe in trans culture as far as it in moving into protecting our women in sports and such like that. So that is going to be traced down. They are going to find who this is, and they will connect those dots. Could this be someone trying to put things in a wrong direction? It could be. And again, that's the investigator hat on me. That's the evidence they have at this time. It's evidence enough to say that, yes, this is why somebody possibly targeted him, and I'm sure that's the primary thing that our investigators are looking at. But you also have to look into, is this planted to throw people off? Like I said yesterday, video surveillance in our campuses is pretty robust. The surrounding area is pretty robust. They have this individual coming onto the campus, going up to the roof, and then leaving after the fact. They were able to trace his mode of egress and exit, and that's how they found this weapon. So be it the weapon, there's comments out there, well, it was just planted there. Based on if they were able to recover, now looking at the wound that Charlie Kirk suffered, it appears that the bullet entered his right side because that's where he grabbed his neck, and there was an exit on his left side because that's where the blood was pouring out of. If that bullet did pass through, which would be very common with a 30-odd 6, that type of a robust weapon, could they find the projectile? Yes, they would have to do an extensive search, get out there with their metal detectors, and see everything that was beyond that line of sight to his side, that path of the trajectory of the bullet, to possibly find that bullet. If they find that bullet, they will no doubt match it to that rifle, match it to that cartridge, and be able to say, yes, definitively, this bullet was fired from this rifle. So a lot of parts here that are still moving. They have a rifle. They need to hopefully find the projectile that was fired from that rifle, and if they do, they could make a match there. I've not heard anything saying that they have found the projectile during their evidence search at that scene, but I'm sure it will be extensively done, and I've seen that sort of ballistic evidence obtained in a lot worse situations. This is more of a contained area. They will be able to search this pretty well with the advanced material they have as far as getting a piece of metal found. And then if it's not too distorted, they should be able to match it to that weapon. So that's where we stand now as far as that investigation goes. That's the updated we have. We're supposed to hear that there is a press conference. Again, it was postponed, but it should happen sometime during this show. And when it does, we'll bring that to you. But in the meantime, we will continue with our September 11th special today, which is going to have a lot of, if you've listened to our September 11th specials before, a lot of historical value, a lot of emotion, a lot of listening to some things that bring us back to that that moment and that September day.
That Johnny Cash song, Don't Get You Every Time, I don't know what will. Great tribute to our flag. And that flag is brings us through a lot, brings me through a lot. It's interesting because, I heard from some of my children today. My son was going up in a BFM flight. That's basic fighter maneuver, dogfight, where they go up and go against each other in
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
It's a real dog fight. They just don't shoot real weapons at each other. And he had his 9/11 patch on his flight bag and his Wizzo, his backseat goose. It used to be called Rio. Now they're Wizzos, WSO, weapons systems officers. His family member's a New York City fireman and had the fire department patch on his flight bag. So they sent me a picture of their two flight bags waiting to walk to the plane with their patches on their flag, on their bags. And then my daughter, a Marine officer, just got done with a 12-mile full gear ruck in honor of 9/11 with her full command led by her major. 12 miles, full gear, rucksack, full weapon, full ammo loading, and called me afterwards to tell me she got it done and was going into some classwork after that. But that's how they honor 9/11. They honor America. They honor their service. And there's more of them and more like them out there, not just in our military, but our nurses, our teachers, our first responders everywhere, our military that are doing jobs everywhere across our nation. That flag on their patch, that flag on their shoulder, that flag that they salute every morning and salute every night when it comes down. We need to find something to bring us together, and it can't be a national tragedy. This, what we have going on, is not working. This vitriol to where we have made people believe that Nazis and fascists and threats to democracy are living next door. Yes, the normal people, you or I, most of you living out there or listening right now, can differentiate that that's performative rhetoric. It's hyperbole. They're trying to exaggerate their point and you brush it off. But there are people that don't have that same sense of moral compass that take that and say that there's Nazis, there's fascists live next door to me, and they're ruining democracy. They want to kill children. I have to do something, and they act on it because they're not mentally stable. And we all see people who aren't mentally stable around us all the time. We see them as we drive through our cities. We see them as we walk down our streets. Some of us see them in our own family and houses. This bombardment that they're getting 24/7, 365, when you don't even know when they open up their phones in the middle of the night in their rooms and looking at it. They're believing this stuff and they're acting on it. We've devalued human life by calling people names, by making things up for political posturing. Could you think during World War II if the news told you every day there's a Nazi living next door to you? We need to kill Nazis. Look what's going on in the world. People would have reacted because there was a real war going on. But you're telling the people without moral compass, mentally unstable people, that the same thing is there, that same fear they should have. And they're acting on it. And then when somebody acts on it, they go, oh, are we finally going to have a good conversation about guns? This is a World War II era bolt action common hunting rifle that has never, ever been the subject of any law ever brought up in the history of America. They are on a gun-free campus. But look, they did something. They found a reason. We can't look at the transgender ideology and the mental illness that that is to where we are accepting people believing they're something they're not because it makes them feel good. Where does it stop?
Good evening. Today, our fellow citizens, our way of life, our very freedom came under attack in a series of deliberate and deadly terrorist acts. The victims were in airplanes or in their offices, secretaries, businessmen and women, military and federal workers, moms and dads, friends and neighbors. Thousands of lives were suddenly ended by evil, despicable acts of terror. The pictures of airplanes flying into buildings, fires burning, huge structures collapsing, have filled us with disbelief, terrible sadness, and a quiet, unyielding anger. These acts of mass murder were intended to frighten our nation into chaos and retreat, but they have failed. Our country is strong. A great people has been moved to defend a great nation. Terrorist attacks can shake the foundations of our biggest buildings, but they cannot touch the foundation of America. These acts shatter steel, but they cannot dent the steel of American resolve. America was targeted for attack because we're the brightest beacon for freedom and opportunity in the world, and no one will keep that light from shining. Today, our nation saw evil, the very worst of human nature, and we responded with the best of America, with the daring of our rescue workers, with the caring for strangers and neighbors who came to give blood and help in any way they could. Immediately following the first attack, I implemented our government's emergency response plans. Our military is powerful, and it's prepared. Our emergency teams are working in New York City and Washington, D.C. to help with local rescue efforts. Our first priority is to get help to those who have been injured and to take every precaution to protect our citizens at home and around the world from further attacks. The functions of our government continue without interruption. Federal agencies in Washington, which had to be evacuated today, are reopening for essential personnel tonight and will be open for business tomorrow. Our financial institutions remain strong, and the American economy will be open for business as well. The search is underway for those who are behind these evil acts. I've directed the full resources of our intelligence and law enforcement communities to find those responsible and to bring them to justice. We will make no distinction between the terrorists who committed these acts and those who harbor them. I appreciate so very much the members of Congress who have joined me in strongly condemning these attacks. And on behalf of the American people, I thank the many world leaders who have called to offer their condolences and assistance. America and our friends and allies join with all those who want peace and security in the world. And we stand together to win the war against terrorism. Tonight I ask for your prayers for all those who grieve, for the children whose worlds have been shattered, for all whose sense of safety and security has been threatened. And I pray they will be comforted by a power greater than any of us, spoken through the ages in Psalm 23. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. This is a day when all Americans from every walk of life unite in our resolve for justice and peace. America has stood down enemies before, and we will do so this time. None of us will ever forget this day, yet we go forward to defend freedom and all that is good and just in our world. Thank you. Good night, and God bless America.
And that was George Bush's address to the nation on the evening of September 11th. It is 3:43 here at WILK, time for the NEPA Premium Perks. Enjoy this half-off deal for PA Party Rentals. Get a $200 gift certificate for only $100. Tables, chairs, tents, linens, and more. Delivery and setup, multiple rentals at discounted prices. You can visit getmyperks.com for all the details.
I want you all to know you can't go any louder. I want you all to know that America today is on bended knee in prayer for the people whose lives were lost here, for the workers who work here, for the families who mourn. This nation stands with the good people of New York City and New Jersey and Connecticut as we mourn the loss of thousands of our citizens. I can hear you! I can hear you, the rest of the world hears you, and the people down will hear all of us soon. The nation sends its love and compassion.
God bless America!
Everybody who is here, thank you for your hard work. Thank you for making the nation proud. And may God bless America.
That was then President George W. Bush on the pile, as we called it, down at Ground Zero, came down to meet with the first responders. You remember the iconic photo where he put his arm around the retired firefighter who was looking for his son. Went to his old firehouse, got his gear, and went down there. I was there that day, and it was just a tremendous uplift for our spirits. We were not finding a lot of anything. The recovery, the rescue at that time, which was still ongoing, was not what we expected as far as survivors, and dealing with a lot of sadness and a lot of horror and missing our own friends and family that were there that day. And the president came down with his team and gave us that speech, which uplifted us for weeks after that in the job we were doing. And I'll remember that for the rest of my life. I remember that moment when I first realized what had happened in Ground Zero, and this was after both buildings have come down and it was time to get to work. I knew this area. I grew up in New York City, born and raised there, lived there for my entire life at the time. I knew that complex very well. I started my career as a New York City transit police officer. I knew the underground of that, which was multiple levels. You could have put me on Mars and I would have had the same experience. That surrealness, that disbelief that this, I thought it was a different planet. This is a place I knew. Nothing was identifiable. Everything was a cloud of dust and smoke, and the smoke burnt your eyes because it was pulverized glass. One of the things I remember that bothered me the most were my eyes because of the smoke and had pulverized glass embedded in it. Couldn't see. Finally got a pair of goggles and was able to get through it. God knows what we breathed. Well, we know today. It's time for the Bloomberg Money Minute. That song right there from Alan Jackson made me a country fan. Really didn't listen to much country before that. You know, maybe a little George Strait. But that song right there made me a diehard country fan. And I've seen him perform that song many times, and it gets me each and every time. More people should listen to that song today and more often. Toby Keith, too. The late Toby Keith. I had the honor of meeting Toby Keith in Disney World in 2005. We were down there for a vacation, and we were in Animal Kingdom waiting for one of the parades. It was during Christmas. And Toby Keith and some of his nieces and nephews and family members come walking by and went into one of the pizza places that were right there in the Animal Kingdom. I forget the name of the pizza place. And I followed him in. He had the staff, the mouse staff with the red vests that escort the VIPs around. They tried to stop me. And I got enough closer to him and I said, you know, just told him who I was. I was a retired New York City detective. I just want to thank him for the songs that he's played. And he moved them aside and shook my hand and asked me and spoke to me for some questions. Asked me if I wanted a photo. And I was like, no, I just wanted to thank you. And that was our conversation. It's 4 o'clock here at WILK. We'll be back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.